podcast. Are you on your period? We are doing a episode about periods. But don't worry, there'll be so much in there for girls and guys. I'd say mainly girls, but
yes.
If I was a guy, I would ask questions about periods all
constantly.
The time. Like, I ask a lot of questions about man things all the time. Male friends, male lovers. You know, like, what does it feel like when this happens? It's so different.
Have you ever sat on your balls?
Oh, my God. I ask that question a lot.
How do you get on a bike?
Yeah, when you're weeing, because there's like more time, it's travelling down a little tube. Do you sense that? Do you feel...
Oh, my God, I've never even thought
of
that.
Is it like a tunnel?
What's it like having a penis?
Essentially, it all comes down to me asking men a lot what it's like having a penis. No guys ever ask me what it's like to have a period. Everyone just goes, you know, they're often fine with it, but no one goes like, it's like a titty on a tap? Like sort of a casual seep? But I think it's fascinating.
Yes, it is. So we're going to be talking about periods, and we're going to be trying to do it in a way that nobody should be feeling queasy.
I'm not queasy.
No, we're not queasy. We're going to try and maintain that.
We sound queasy.
I'm feeling already queasy even thinking about it. But we're not going to be queasy, and it's for men to listen as well. And hopefully everyone should come away being like, huh, I learned something there.
I learned about the blob. Please.
No, I was going to say it's too much to unpack, the idea of like, why are we so grossed out?
I'm coming at it from a really chilled position because I'm on the pill. First fact of the period podcast.
Please.
The pill, the one where you have the 21 days on, 7 days off to have your period.
Yes.
That 7 days off break was purely to make women feel like...
Normal.
Normal, mm-hmm. because they were like, maybe they'll mistrust something that takes away their period.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you can go through your pill break as much as you like. No doctor will tell you that is a bad thing to do. Nothing happens to you. So I basically haven't had a period in ages. So I'm coming at it from...
Take all your pills?
Yeah, because quite often... And actually now, because, you know, I'm coming at it from a really like, I'm not queasy, it's because I never have them. And the reason I don't have them is because when I have them, it's like, it's not queasy. It's just like, oh, this is a bit of a pain in the ass. Like, it's just admin. And it's just like, there's a lot of stuff.
So much admin.
And I've never got a tampon when I need it when I'm out. And then I always have to buy a box of tampons. So I've got like 50 boxes of tampons. And then like they all, when they're in the bag, the wrapping isn't good enough. So then it all, like you get these bald nude tampons.
Nauseous.
And like deconstructed tampons.
A bald deconstructed tampon
in my bag. That is my life. So then I just have gone through. So actually I'm equally queasy / about periods.
I think it takes a long time. It's inherently very gross. And then I think the admin of it, it feels much worse than, not than it is. It is bad. But like the admin is so arduous because it's a thing that you're like, uh-oh, where will I...
Do you find periods bad?
I'm doing my best to, in my later years, to A, address like why I feel so much, I don't know, shame is the wrong word, but so much like... There's so much there.
Okay.
Of like, don't talk about it. Oh, it should be, I wish it wasn't happening.
You've never mentioned you're on your period.
No, it's
ever.
Not so, exactly. It's not something I've ever been.
Whereas
there.
I do tell everyone.
I'm bleeding everywhere again. I don't confidently say it. Now I feel all right, like going and buying. See, even like, I can't quite get the word tampon out.
This
like,
is great.
Right?
Okay.
I really struggle with it, and I don't know where that's come from, why I'm so mad about them.
Well, for us, like most people get a bit embarrassed about periods, or to the degree of really having a, not a problem, but feeling like, yeah, just feeling that they're bad, basically. And I think it's really interesting because considering 50% of the world for most of their lives will have it.
Yes.
I think it's fascinating. Sort of like poo, like everyone does it.
Yes.
I had real problems with it for a long time. I really couldn't say the word, couldn't discuss going to the toilet. And then you go, oh yeah, like everyone does it. And then you kind of make like you're doing, like you make a conscious effort to de-queeze yourself. Then it just feels better.
Yes, definitely. Otherwise you're like, why am I just walking around with this hat, the shame hat on?
The shame hat. The red hat.
Red hat of shame. Yeah, like definitely at school, I just, when people were like, ah, periods, I'd be like, no.
Don't pick on me.
No, don't mention them, please.
Yeah.
Let's backtrack.
What adult thing have you done first before we
sail
into periods?
Sail on down that crimson tide. I vacuum packed my winter clothes and put them
under I think you've started to just blow me out of the water every single week now.
Well, to bring it back down, I had two duvets on for winter.
Okay.
So I took one off. It's currently on my roof and has been for 2 weeks because it hasn't rained. So I've just been like, I'm just not getting. I moved
it
out.
Rained today.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not living my best life, but I did vacuum pack the winter and put it away.
Okay. That's really good.
Thank you so much. And I got the summer out, as you can tell. What am I? What kind of trousers am I wearing, Stevie?
They are white with blue flowers. They sort of look like those old-fashioned tea sets. China tea sets.
That your grandma
has, yeah.
I'm wearing that in a trouser.
But it looks great.
I took out the summer clothes from under the bed in the vacuum pack.
Oh, my God.
Replaced the winter.
Oh, my God.
It took about a month, the process.
I mean, mine was literally like, I hoovered and mopped without being asked. But that is incredible.
Without being asked.
Yeah.
That's very good, though. Well done.
No, it's not good. It's we'll be doing a podcast episode in the future about how to be a good housemate. Half of it will be paranoia. The other half is that I'm messy, never in, and I also...
What's the paranoia bit?
Oh, I always think that I've done something wrong. I'm always about 5 seconds away from a real, like, deep apology. Whenever they do anything, I'm listening and being like, are they saying that my sock is out? Maybe my sock is out. I know there isn't a sock out.
You left your trousers in my housemate's room yesterday.
Right.
Stevie came to my house.
I ripped my trousers.
Split her trousers.
Up my ass.
Her bottom was hanging out. And then had to insist on borrowing some trousers. And then one of her rejected pairs, she went into my house, right, room to use the mirror.
That's the problem. See, that's where the paranoia comes from.
On the floor.
That's...
So then I got a WhatsApp with a photo of your trousers.
Oh,
being like,
God.
Whose are these? Whose are these? Quite reasonably.
Yeah, in her lovely, tidy room.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's very hard. It's very hard.
I'm messy. So, yes, that's my adult thing. Yours is way better, and I'm going to start vacuum packing everything. That's not the take-home. But
it's a wonderful feeling.
Mm. So, you were saying about shame, which I think is very interesting, and I think it's... And then you were saying about how... So at school and stuff, and I think that's the thing, because we start our periods when we're 13, 14 at our most awkward, we don't know what we're doing.
Yes, there's so much going on.
And we're
on.
Too young to deal with all that.
There is
the
so
terror
much going
of
on
bleeding over
school.
Our friends.
Yes, oh my God.
That's too much to put on a 13-year-old or 14-year-old
like,
girl.
What do I do for GCSEs? I'm like, I don't know, my womb is exploding.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm dealing with this new body I have to live in.
You know, now we can nip to the shop and get some tampons, but when you're at home, it's like you have to get your mum to put them on the shop.
No, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That, I think that's where it comes from, is this, like, even now, I would go to the shop. If I went and just bought one box of tampons, I would really, like, stare down the cashier and be like, that's right, these. Like, I would really make it. And I would, like, purposely not buy anything else. Whereas maybe a couple of years ago, I'd have to buy, like, other things in the shop.
Right.
And just to sort of conceal
lube.
It.
Condoms.
No.
Can you imagine if that's what you buy to mitigate against the embarrassment of tampons?
To buy lube.
A duck costume.
No. Like a, you know.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what
other
what
things
mean. Eggs.
To hide it.
Am I right?
Yeah,
eggs.
Double decker,
yeah.
Broccoli.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's underneath, but it's like within all the packaging.
It's like, oh, so just these things. Like,
boop, boop, a boop,
boop.
A boop.
don't notice it. So now I would purposely, like, as a real, you know, that's right, just these. And I think probably somewhere in the future, there's a world where I don't even care at all.
Yes.
But I think it comes from that place. You're 14. Also, you don't have any money. So you can't just be like, oh, I'll just pop out and grab some of these. You're like, no, I haven't got the pennies for anything, let alone...
Toilet tissue stuffed in your pants.
Yeah,
you're sat in geography class going, well, everyone can see that I've got this huge bulge in my pants
now.
Yeah, so
there's a lot of, like, improvising for financial reasons.
Yeah, which you
and
can't
that thing
do.
Of, like, I can't tell anybody about it. I can't... Yeah, that thing of being like, mummy, can I have these? You know, like, it's just a very...
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's so hard. And it, you know...
When you're on your period at school, this still happens today, and as you get older, but you are more able to mitigate against this happening. You just feel like you're 5 seconds away constantly from the worst thing in the world happening, which is basically you bleeding through your clothes and your friends seeing it. Imagine that happening. And that happen to some girls. And, you know, it wasn't like, and they were called Period Jane for the rest of their lives. They weren't. And actually everyone sort of forgot about it. But that day would have been really horrible.
And that never goes away. You stand up from every chair
and
check the chair.
Yeah.
And that never goes away for the whole of your life.
I do check the chair.
Yeah, you never don't check
Even
the chair.
Even on normal period. No.
Yeah.
Quite just to honest. Get the piss myself, if I'm honest.
I don't think we're equipped to do a podcast on adulting, quite frankly.
My adult thing is I didn't piss myself today.
Always check the chair. It will happen to you in a bed. Like, it will happen to you in the night.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, I think it's so much to take in as a child.
What am I talking about? I'm so ashamed of my period.
Yeah, right.
We've just moved the context to in a bed, and I've gone red, yeah. And I'm hot.
Yeah, right? We're both absolutely appropriately crimson doing this. Because yeah. There's so much like, oh, God, what's my body going to do now? It feels like just so out of your control.
Yeah, it really is. When you're not in school, you know, one hopes that when you're in your 20s, you know, you still get caught out and stuff, but the improvising isn't so desperate because you're like, cool, let's fold over some toilet tissue, I suppose, and then I'll wait until I get to a shop and then, you know, you kind of know,
yeah,
and I know where all the bathrooms are.
You know
are.
Your body more, you know, you're like, oh, this again, rather
that
than...
still doesn't prepare you for if you're on a one-night stand and you come on your period. That's today's, I think, version, because you don't know how people are going to react. I actually have never done it, but I'd imagine that's...
On your period?
No, I've never had sex.
Oh, wow.
I haven't had a one-night stand and that's happening because I don't really have one night stands,
right?
Because I'm Mother Teresa and I'm very laid back and cool about it.
Okay.
I'm
okay,
not
great.
Uptight. But friends of mine who have mm-hmm. have told me, like, went back to his house and then it was just someone decided to just completely period all over his bed sheets. And you're like, I imagine that's the modern day equivalent, because if you don't know the person and it's another room and it's their house, and you're like, oh my God, it's probably gone through to the mattress and that
oh
thing.
Oh God, I think
they should be cool about it.
Definitely they should be cool about it. Gentlemen, if you're listening,
they might not be.
No, if that is happening, if that's happened to you or might happen in the future, just practice now saying,
yeah, yeah,
that's cool. Just go around your house having a little practice.
Just do a bit of role play with some of your fridge, some inanimate objects.
Or maybe get your other male housemate, the two of you just.
Or a balloon and a stick.
Have a practice of just being like, oh, no worries, that happens to girls all the time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that's totally cool. That's cool, just your body.
Just swap my mattress over. That's all right.
Yeah, flip your mattress upside down. No problem.
Forget about these.
And then on the other side of the on the other side of the mattress, it's like the last girl. Yeah. Did it. No. Don't, gentlemen, get yourself really far down the line of being like, that's just nature in your body and your womb. Like,
it's weird.
Too much.
I wish I could have a period.
Yeah,
don't say that.
Find that fine line. But I think also it's crucial that if that does happen, you and he discover it at the same time. Because if you've found it, then you've worked yourself into this like world of chaos.
Total frenzy.
Where your brain is like a like crisis control room where everyone's like, okay, we take off the sheet. Wash the sheet.
Be a ghost.
Go around. Just go, hide woo! The sheet. Cut out the stain on the sheet. Don't explain it. Go. Yeah. Leave the building. Flip the wait till him goes to the bathroom, flip the mattress, like all this like horrible
and all
stuff,
of those things that can't happen.
You're so hot thinking about it.
And if they discover it first, then obviously you're fine up until the point they reveal it to you, and then you go into a frenzy because you're like, how long have you seen this? Are you okay
and
with
at least
it?
You're like, you're dealing with it together. But I think that like that private crisis is the worst
is too
and
much.
Makes you do mad shit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't crisis control that situation. It's happened. You just have to deal with it. No, I am like, yeah, I'm like that just in general. I can't deal with that happening. I feel really, suddenly all the guilt comes out. Like, I'm like, the situation isn't fine because of what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. We've made it dread. We had a nurse called Mrs. Collins, and she used the word pop constantly. It was a lot of like, so just pop one of these in your bag and then just pop it in, maybe have a bath so you're nice and calm, then pop that in and then showing us
pop it. Out.
Pop it out, pop it in, just come and pop and see me if you need one, pop and do this, just pop and get a maxi pad, like pop and do. And so like I hated those classes so much. I hated the thought of it. I hated this like, this very like twee, like clean world where we just popped one in. Whereas really it needs someone to be like, there is going to be more blood than you can imagine.
Yeah,
you're going to
bleed
on shit.
Blood colour.
And it's just,
no.
It's a teaspoon. Of blood is like it's
no,
not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
A, not.
Who got that idea?
B,
out
sometimes
there?
It doesn't look like blood, and then you're like, oh God, I'm disgusting.
My womb is prolapsing.
My womb's prolapsing. Everything's prolapsing.
I just think like we need a whole new rethink how we. You know, obviously maybe it's too much overwhelming for a 13-year-old just to, for
I think
us to tell
people
us.
People try and dumb it down a lot because when it does happen, you know, it is more blood than you imagine. And you can imagine sat and you're like 10 being told, you will be bleeding out of your vagina. There's more blood than you can imagine. You'll feel ashamed. Like, you can't tell people that. Because obviously a lot of people don't feel and a lot of people are fine. But... No, it's gone.
No, sorry.
No, I was saying, but I think they dumb it down, but I think the side effect of that is that when it does happen, I thought I had like bowel cancer or something. I was like, well, that's the end. Like, I spent 2 years desperately trying to get my period, being like, yeah, Mum, I've got my period. She's like, no, that's not it. Obviously, that's not it. There's nothing there. And then when it happened, I was like, ah!
I conversely was very late to the party, as I have been with everything in my life.
Sure.
And at school, there was sort of a public idea that I was infertile because in year eight, I fell off the top of a chair.
Okay.
We were doing Christmas decorations and I was stood and I fell onto... on either side of this back bit of the chair.
Oh, right up here.
Yeah, yeah, right up the thing.
So you were barren.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, that's
well,
nice.
Well, because
isn't
I
it?
Was stood on it and then I fell off it. Yes. And then was screaming so much. They meant to go up Mrs. Collins.
Oh, God.
The school nurse.
She popped onto a chair.
But people didn't know what was wrong with me. So I was just on the floor screaming. And so people thought, they were like, I think she's broken her leg. So like up she runs with like all her equipment. And then it's like, where is it? I'm like, is it? And then that night it was the Christmas carol service. And I remember there was a lot of like getting up and down in the church, like to start, and I couldn't sit down. Oh. So I was just like crouched over my chair. Anyway, so people were always like, oh yeah, Tessa, it's like year 11. She doesn't have a period because she's infertile and fell off a chair that time. And then did eventually arrive. And I was like, oh, I think all those times wishing it here, I was like, quite frankly, I'd do without it.
Yeah, that's most of puberty, I think. Being like, oh, that's happened. That wasn't as fun as I expected.
Yeah.
How did you get over it?
How did I get over what?
The shame. How do we get over it?
In the same way that sort of everyone sort of gets over their like fears about their body or thinks part of their body isn't nice, you just have lived in it for a long time.
Yeah.
Like our bodies have hit a sort of a bit of stasis. Like things are changing and you're like, have you seen this hair that's growing on my chin?
Sure, I mean, whatever. That's happening to me at the moment, but yeah.
So like there are changes, but they are slow in comparison to the sheer hurtling speed of puberty that you can't get a handle on anything. Whereas now we're like, okay, yeah, cool, my period, I know it.
Like, do you think talking about it helps? Do you think just like normalizing it? So say if you're feeling crap or you're late to something or you're being like, oh, it's because I'm on my period and it's ridiculous.
It's
very context dependent.
Don't know. Yeah,
it?
I don't know what I would do if somebody did that and came to a meeting.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean meeting. I meant more like sort of friends.
Again, I don't know. So much. It's like I can't see the wood for the trees in talking about
too,
it.
Yeah, it's too tricky.
It's too tricky to be like, yeah, I wish we all just said that that advert, Camp Gyno.
Okay.
It's a summer camp and a girl goes to summer camp and gets her period.
Oh,
she's like 12. And then she becomes like the camp gyno and is like walking around like throwing tampons
yes,
at people.
Yes, I have seen that. Yes, yeah.
It's
yeah,
a
yeah.
really great advert. And it was for a company that sent you a box in the post and put that way of approaching what would have otherwise been like, oh my God, the horror story of getting your period at summer camp becomes this like, she calls it the crimson badge of honor. She becomes this like the hero of the camp.
Mm.
And you're like, yes.
Yes, that is
yes,
true.
Yes, let's be that.
Yes. Let's be that.
Let's be that.
Also, I think it's wrapped up as well in periods vary from woman to woman, don't they?
Yes, of course.
So some people have genuinely dreadful time every month. Some people have a fine time. Some people...
And I think because PMS and PMT are generally a thing that everyone's experiencing in various levels. So if everyone's like, oh, I've got period pain, and you're like, yeah, sure, me too. But like nobody, no one can describe how bad
each one's
that
is. We don't have words. We just have, I have PMS or I have stomach cramps.
We don't have enough words exactly to describe exactly how bad things are.
Yeah.
And so if you have it, but quite lightly, you're like, you're making a massive fuss about this same pain I'm feeling, whereas actually that woman is
that
having
a
heart attack.
A really bad
and
time.
And because there also isn't any medical research into it, because men are ploughing medical money into erectile dysfunction and Viagra.
Yeah, and man things.
And man things. And it just like isn't going into being like, oh, shit. It's like,
it's probably
going
to be more and more research now, because like with the contraceptive pill,
yes,
it's that thing of like 50 years ago there were no women scientists.
Yeah, exactly. So and nobody was raising like, the issue of like maybe this
now,
was a problem.
Now hopefully there are more. I was looking into PMS and looking into like things that you can do to help and things that you can, it's always good to like remind yourself, because I don't know, like I think I get like middling PMS. I don't think I get particularly horrific. Like, yeah, I can always go into work. You hear about other people and they are absolutely knocked out for like a week.
Yeah.
And you're like,
fainting and...
Yeah, fainting and being unable to eat and being sick. And it's like, that's terrible. Obviously, if you've got really, really, really extreme symptoms, and go to the doctor, because there's all sorts of things that like... I mean, it's probably nothing, but there are some things that might be a symptom of, or there's some things that are stronger that you'd be able to take that might be able to help and things like that. This is just, I'd say, middling PMS.
But it's being much more respected now, isn't it? That if you come and say, actually, this is really quite bad rather yeah. than being like, oh, you silly woman. Get yeah, a hot water bottle
like,
and get
okay,
out of here.
What is it? Let's
they're
try
like,
and help.
Okay, let's see if it's actually something.
Because it is a thing, and it happens, and if it happens to you every single month, like, yeah. of course they should be taking that seriously. So things like taking an anti-inflammatory, like ibuprofen, the day before you're supposed to get your period. So before you Great. Start getting the cramps, not only will this reduce cramping a lot, you will also bleed less. Which I thought Ooh. Was very interesting. Not in a way that's like, and that's harmful for you. Like, it's not at all. So that's good for people who have got very, very heavy flows or, like, really bad cramps. That whole, like, waking up at night in the middle of the night being like, oh, no, here she comes. And that will help with that. Also, like, applying heat to your abdomen, lower back. So there's those, like, heat patches you can get. Thermo yeah. patches from Boots. They're quite big. So I normally stick one on my lower back at night and then I've got, like, a hot water bottle on my front. I have an absolutely dreadful stomach during my period. That really, really helps as well. So heat patches. The other thing which I found interesting was have an orgasm. The thing you may not want to do when okay. you're cramping. But so it says here, no clinical studies on the direct effect, but science suggests it may help. And because they've, another really interesting thing about periods is people who have IBS, and even if you don't, there's a real link with a bad stomach in that sense and your period. But now they think it's to do with the cramping inadvertently sets off a reaction in your intestines, low intestine.
Wow.
So then the muscles start contracting. Very, very, yeah.
Yes, I can see that orgasm as something that just like releases.
Releases endorphins, which really, really
but
helps.
But also like releases like tight muscles.
Tight
like
muscles,
releases,
yeah.
You know, everything has a bit of a breath.
Yeah, and also crucially, it's releasing endorphins and stuff, obviously, like, but it's focusing the endorphins and focusing that feeling on that area. Obviously, sometimes it's tricky to do that when you're feeling like, well, with me, the week before, I just feel like a bloated whale and I'm covered in spots and I don't want anyone to touch me. So that's difficult sometimes to have an orgasm when you're in that situation. But
maybe a solo experience.
I don't know what you're talking about. Food.
Wanking.
Talking
about wanking.
Sorry, wanking. Right. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Also, foods that you should avoid. I mean, it's all the stuff that you'd know anyway, but, you know. So, like, fatty foods, alcohol, fizzy drinks. Caffeine is a real big one because that can make your stomach cramp anyway. And then foods with lots of high salt in them.
So you do or you don't want high salt?
You don't want salt.
Okay.
You want some salt, but you don't want high, fatty, salty foods. They also say ginger and mint teas is really good. Hot water with lemon, which apparently is the cure for everything.
Yes.
And then berries are really good in terms of okay. fruit. Because some fruits will aggravate your tummy at that time of the month, even if it won't at other times. But strawberries and raspberries in particular shouldn't do anything to that. And so they think...
Strawberries and raspberries, good.
Good. Strawberries and raspberries, real, real good.
Great.
And then, you know that thing about, like, how you should, like, exercise and stuff? And I can't. Like, I can't exercise when I'm on my period sometimes because it is painful. But there's a really great YouTube video called 15-Minute Yoga for During Your Period. So Google that. And it's a 15-minute, really, like, soothing workout, I guess. But it's not really a workout. It's basically, like, stretching everything around there, stretching out your back, calming down everything. Because everything gets really tense down there. And everything scrunches up. And it's often you're doing it without even realising it. Yeah. So you're the one doing it, but you don't know.
How many animals do you think have a period?
All apart from the humble ant. Can you imagine an ant on a period?
I can't get in the marching line today, actually.
I'm really sorry.
No, I'm really bloated.
I've got this tiny bit. Oh, there it is.
There, it's done.
It's done now.
It's done. I'm back in the line.
An ant using a tampon.
Oh, poor ants.
Poor ants.
What have you gone for? Everyone apart from the humble
ant. I mean,
ant.
That was a joke. Okay. All mammals.
Just the primates, the elephant shrew, and bats.
I'm sorry, what?
An elephant shrew, incidentally, is a tiny,
but a
quite
primate,
cute shrew.
But my dog had a period.
Your dog was on heat.
She was.
And it was a different thing than a period.
So she bled out of her vagina for what reason?
Saying, like, come on, I'd like, do you have sex with me, please?
Okay. But she wasn't ovulating an egg out.
She wasn't. That's the thing. I was like, duh, the dogs bleed. And yeah. But I did look it up and they were like, no. That's what you think it is, but it's not.
That's a sign for male dogs.
Yeah. It's just like everything sort of, there's just like a lot of blood going there of like, it's swelling the area.
I mean, I've just, oh God.
To be like,
very ill.
Hello, pop in.
Poor Charlie.
Yeah. Okay. But actual, an actual menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
That happens regularly and you bleed only happens in gorillas, orangutans, rhesus monkeys. humans, the shrews and the bats. Loads of other animals have the same ovulation cycle, where it's like egg comes down, peak egg time. Hello, have sex, please. Oh, you've missed it. No worries.
What happens to the egg?
Try again next time. The womb lining puffs up to be a nice pillowy place for baby, and then no baby. Mm. We bleed it out.
Yes.
Everyone else absorbs it back into their body.
Oh my God.
Right? So when they discovered that everyone else was doing that, Wolf was like, I'm sorry, why aren't we doing that?
Yes.
Why aren't we doing that? Because we're losing like iron, nutrients.
Yeah, yeah.
A huge amount of any energy to get rid of it. And it's a sort of like...
Also, I become an arsehole.
You become an arsehole. Well, you become an arsehole regardless. You just wouldn't have the blood to deal with.
Okay.
All the animals have that same hormone. So don't freak out. Don't be upset that they aren't all upset.
Right. They are upset.
They are upset.
Okay.
So like...
Your dog might cry at Crofts.
Bears are still absolutely furious. Everyone's still, yeah, your dogs.
While chasing women who are on their periods.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, bears are attracted to it. Yeah, all the dogs at Crofts being like, actually, this is a bit too much stress right now.
I want to break up.
I want to break up with you. I don't know why. I'm so hungry. So everyone else is having that.
I've forgotten the hungry thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the main one, isn't it? Anyway, go on.
It's a genuine mystery of science why we have it. And the best things they can come up with are that a human baby takes up so much, goes in so deep into the womb, takes up so much that the wall has to be way thicker than it is for anybody else.
Okay.
So all the animals that can just reabsorb it, no bother, are not having that much thickening.
Okay.
Whereas humans are thickening up so much because baby is going to be so demanding.
Right.
But I think that's quite a, like, our babies are more demanding than your babies.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think everybody's
fair.
Babies are quite demanding.
Yeah, I saw a panda giving birth on a YouTube video. It looked quite demanding.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't they come out, like, this big?
They pop out, like, at a trajectory. Like, they shoot they like, out. They're little, but the panda wasn't having a nice time. She wasn't,
How
like...
How many come out?
I only saw one as a
right.
gift.
Do they only have one?
Kept going back in. A boomerang.
No wonder you thought it looked horrible.
Oh, God. Have you seen horses giving birth?
Yes.
That's serious.
Yeah.
It's got hooves.
It's got hooves, and they're coming out all kinds of angles.
Yeah, they're not. Oh, I mean, I think humans do not have as rough ride, and I'm thinking about it as horses, so I think that idea is silly, and I won't be standing for it.
Fantastic. Okay. That's that discredited, so that's done.
By Dr. Stevie. So, the horse.
Try again, science.
Thank you.
Early days, they thought it was that they were getting rid of, like, toxins and bacteria and like flushing things out. But
yeah, people thought that and that's why they thought periods were disgusting, because it was like you're looking at waste.
Oh my God, can I just talk about some of the early science into medical journals in periods,
please?
So up until the 1930s there was a study volunteers could come forward on their period. They ran it for years because they believed that while menstruating you were releasing this toxin. And the toxin could cause a flower to wilt in your hand if you held it.
For God's sake. That's so stupid.
1871, there was a debate for 6 months in the British Medical Journal, obviously only men could contribute, about whether a menstruating woman could turn a ham rancid just by touching it. Isn't that awful?
That's so
And I
bad.
Just love that it was debated for so long.
So specific as well. Cheryl touched a ham and it went rancid.
Cheryl touched a ham again. Oh, what's happened here? Oh, Cheryl touched
Cheryl.
It.
She's probably on the bar.
Don't come near the
she?
Buffet, Cheryl. Yeah, we weren't allowed in the kitchen. They weren't allowed in religious places. But also, very interestingly, we're having way more periods today than we did even 500 and certainly, you know, thousands of years ago, because you would have been having babies way sooner.
Okay.
So you would have started your period later because we're just fatter and, you know, more.
If you're having babies sooner, why are you starting your period later?
So you would have.
Oh, we are now.
So separately, we now start our periods earlier.
Okay.
So once upon a time, we would have started them later just because it would take us longer. We wouldn't have had as many, like, food.
Oh,
and
you have to be a certain weight to start your
period,
don't you?
So
you
it just took longer to, like, get a child up to, like.
Of course,
you know,
yeah. Your hips have to be a certain amount of fat on
Whereas
them.
Now, podgy, podgy.
Starting your period age one.
Hey, get them out. We're ready to breed. I've had a hot dog and I'm ready to breed.
Yes.
So we would have started our periods later. Now we start them much earlier. And then you pretty much would have started having babies straight away.
Okay.
So then obviously, so you only would have had a couple of periods and then baby o'clock.
Yeah.
Whereas now, obviously, years and years
it's
and years.
It's not baby o'clock.
15 years before maybe you consider having a baby. You're easily 30 before you start thinking about it. So obviously no period while you're having a baby, while you're pregnant. and then you would have been breastfeeding for like 2 years, and then we don't have periods then either. Now you do it for much less time.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh.
But in sort of early like hunter-gatherer growers.
I guess, that, yeah, because they didn't have like formula milk.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
there's nothing else to give them.
Like, so we've got some grass.
Yeah, you want to be like,
not
eat,
rock.
A, eat a leaf or something? What can you have? Eh?
Not the ham.
The Cheryl's at
that
it.
That is rancid.
Yeah, and then you would have pretty much, as soon as that was weaned and like, that was like, okay, that's good to go. You would have been like, right, crack on. Another one.
God.
So you wouldn't have had that many periods
so
in your life.
So periods have adapted and evolved.
And equally, all the primates and the elephant shrews and the bats that they're trying to study, hard to go around and be like, anyone on their period? Because...
You just look at their credit card details and they've bought tampons.
Yeah, exactly. Who's had a tampon and burrito?
Yeah. The bat is just like on a cake. Like, yeah. I think that one.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of... we've talked about how you get your period. We've talked a lot about our own periods. More than maybe our friends listening would like. We haven't talked about what we're using during our period. So what do you use, Tessa?
Ugh.
An answer with no fear and no shame.
Ugh.
Unless it's like a potato.
Half a potato.
Half a potato. Put it out to be soaked by moonlight.
A moon-dried potato.
A moon-dried potato at a crossroads.
Tampons. And I got really into this brand called Thinks.
Period pants.
Yeah.
Do they work?
Yes, they're amazing.
What do? They just absorb the period? I don't understand.
Yes, they have like various different layers to them. Mm. So they're completely, they're a brand, Thinks, but with an X at the end, because they're trendy and cool. Really cool group of, like arguably too cool girls in New York who set up a business. And they make these completely leak-proof underwear. So to great. Avoid the...
Checking
the chair.
Do you have tampon and Thinks?
Yes, I would. And at night I would just have... Thinks.
Great.
And you like wash them in cold water and you just put them in the washing machine.
Oh, great.
And then in the day I would do both.
Just for peak, don't have to check my shirt.
Yeah, and peace of mind. And then if you're like, I've got such however long to get between one tampon and another.
Yes.
You know.
I've got 40 minutes. Will I make it?
It saves that like, I'm improvising with some toilet roll. Where's my potato?
Yeah.
Like that.
That, I don't have any potato.
That
yeah.
bit.
That's cool. I haven't actually spoken to anyone who has used them, but I've seen them. So that's good that they work.
Yes.
I'd like to get some. Are they expensive?
They're about £30. You will use them
better
a lot.
Better for the environment. Because
so great for the environment, obviously. And they come in completely black.
I mean, that's what I'll be having.
I don't have them, but there's the flesh coloured ones.
Why would you have flesh?
Why are they here?
It's only black knickers for your period.
Only black,
that's the rule.
Obviously.
Or red if you're feeling fun.
Yeah, get your period pants out.
Moon cups.
Are you on a moon cup?
I've done lots of articles trying them out, which end with, so I'll be keeping the moon cup and throwing away them ponds. But actually...
You're lying.
I'm lying.
Why?
Because I don't like emptying out.
I've never done it. I've never had the balls to do
it's
it.
A lot easier than you think. Like, in my head, when it's described, like, you know, it's a cup that goes like, what does that even... It's tricky when you first use it, just like tampons, really, because tampon, well, the first time I put a tampon in, I fainted. It's got a little, like, suction thing, and you just... It's very malleable, so you scrunch it up, put it up, and then it opens out inside. I kind of changed it the same amount of time as a tampon. The issue is you don't know when... You need to change it. And unlike a tampon that will sort of like stem something, it just feels like it's going to overflow. I felt quite anxious all the time because I was like, what happens if it's too full? It never is too full. It's never going to overflow. But in my head, that was the thing. But that doesn't happen because you actually don't bleed as much as you think you would when you're looking at a tampon. It's like, holy crap. But with a moon cup, it's actually a lot less.
Okay.
But then you have to take it out.
Yes.
And taking it out is difficult. Mainly because you reach up and then it's like, well, then if you slip, it's just coming out. But once you've got the knack, it's really easy because you're like, I just do this. This is the thing that I do. Maybe you put one leg up on the toilet seat. That's your thing. I'm really clumsy. So even when it's out, it's like, well, it's just very much like, here is my period, you know? Like, the reason I don't really use sanitary towels is because... Well,
they're awful.
It's because, I don't want to look and see it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just want it gone as quickly as possible. However, it is like sanitary towels and tampons.
So bad.
So bad for the environment. Like, so bad. I think they should come up with tampons that do biodegrade, but like, how would you do that? Because it would stop biodegrading in your body.
Also, so it's got rayon in it, but you're like, well, that sounds like radiation.
Yeah, yes, yeah, exactly. That's, I've got a nuclear missile. That's what up me.
Absorbent material is.
But Moongum, there are so many people who love them. And I think they're either for you or they're not for you. They weren't for me because they were just too fiddly. And it's great when you've got loads of time. It's like, cool, I'll just need a hot 10 to just go and really make sure I don't pour my own blood out all over my knee.
Yes, I think it's that time of like, you need, I think a period is totally achievable in your own home, alone.
Always.
You know, you're just like, yes, I'm walking around in this large gingham smock.
But not if you're on like a southern train.
Yeah.
And the loo's tiny and it's disgusting. Oh, God. And then you've got to get your own period out. Like, I don't want...
Just listening to you describing your alone time there, I think women have so much stuff that they do just by themselves. Things that, you know, you're like, oh, I know my own body, I know what this is.
Yes.
How many things that women individually do that they never expect anyone else to know about them? That, like, this is your... Like, you rarely ask... You genuinely ask each other, like, hello, what do you do every month for your period?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you have been alone in a bathroom, like, sorting something out.
Yes.
But in a way that you're never going to talk about or tell people, but you just have to go through quite a lot of things alone.
Yes, very true. And you see, you can't compare if your experience is normal. If what you do... So, like, I felt really annoyed at myself because I was like... Well, everyone's just telling me about how great moon cups are. Mm. I've sort of had to say that they're great, and this article does. I sound like a loser. And, like, actually, I can't use them. Mm. And then I felt really silly. I was like, well, I suppose I go back to tampons then. And I don't like that. Like, yeah, you're right. Also, women have so much stuff and admin we have to do to ourselves.
Yes.
That we've actually, society has made us do. Because I was at the gym the other day, and I had to dry my hair for an audition. And I took... Like 15 minutes, that's not a long time, but it was like, but normally I just go out and air dry my hair and every woman in there was blow drying their hair. It was like, guys, collectively, if we stopped blow drying our hair, the amount of time we would save over a year, we'd all be running businesses.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be at the top of the food chain. Like, what are we doing? Do we have time to balance a moon cup out of our vaginas every time you need to change it? That's like twice a day, sometimes three times a day if you're like, oh, and then constantly being like, oh, it's moved. And even just tampons and things like that. We have things we have to buy. We have stuff we have to do. And we have lots of like, there's so much admin and time. So with a moon cup, it's just more time that I got annoyed about because I was like, I've spent so long putting my makeup on, cleansing my skin, shaving my legs. I'm not doing a moon cup. I'm so sorry. But
yes,
do it. I would say always try it. Give it some good time. Like, don't just do it during one period and be like, no, it's not for me. Try it in like two or three. And because you might find you get into like a rhythm and it is better for the world. So I
was thinking like how many, not to be like, have it so easy, but purely based on their physiology, they have all been naked together. Like, men have seen loads of penises.
So many.
Literally, and also they're hilarious to look at, so people get them out.
Yeah, you know? All the time.
I've heard on more than one occasion about, like, willy wars, where you, like, hit each other with your willy.
Wow, okay. Yeah, wow.
From more than one source, like, different sources. So I'm like, I assume it's this thing that boys are doing.
Right, okay.
Either way, I think they think their penises are hilarious.
Sure.
And they've all seen each other, so, like, cool. They would spot if there was something definitely wrong.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to being like, I don't think anyone is ever Googling, like, is my willy weird? Or maybe they are, but, like...
Might do, but even then, you'll probably just get, like, really bizarre, hilarious. Like,
yeah,
really...
you've probably seen a couple.
But
whereas
you do not
see vaginas
ever.
You could see like the front top and you could like see what other people's topiary was like.
Yeah.
But you aren't looking, you don't know for sure. You're like, how should these be coming out of my body? Should these be inside my body?
Should they be the same size?
How long should it be?
Facing this direction?
This. And similarly with periods, you would have to be so close to somebody to actually show them
your period.
Your period.
Yes.
To be like, look at my tampon. You'd be like...
arguably too close.
Yeah, that's like, I don't think you should.
I don't think you should.
And so there is never, you'll go through possibly your whole life never knowing if actually what's coming out of you is okay.
Green, right? Everyone's
green. Yeah, everyone's
green.
Yeah. You know? You're like, does everyone have this? And almost 99% yes.
Yes.
Whatever it is absolutely fine and normal. But we don't have any space to see like, oh yeah, we're all going through this thing. We're all having this. This is what everyone's looks like. You know, there's so much of this like private time where you and your body are just going through something.
But that builds the shame, I think.
And that builds the shame 100%. That you go through this privately, you lock the door, you and your body go through it, and then you pretend it isn't happening and you come back out.
Yeah.
and you show your face to the world.
And you like those, hide like, that you've taken your tampons to the toilet.
You hide them up your sleeve.
You put them in a little exactly, thing. Exactly. No like, one should ever see that.
Yes. That like the rancid ham thing never goes away. And even the like 70s, like Cheryl can still go skateboarding with the boys. Like it shouldn't have to hold her back. Like, yeah. You know, you're like, you're right. I can still join in. I can still pretend this isn't, no one has to know.
Yeah. You're still pretending it's not happening.
Yeah.
There's no option that's a... Just sort of like have a sit and have a cry if you want. You're like,
yes.
No, you're not. Also, there's that thing as well, which I do feel, you know, you never want to get emotional here and have someone tell you it's because you're on your period.
Oh my God.
And also, you never want to be treated differently. You never want to admit that in that week before, you may be more emotional.
Yes.
Whereas I am. And some people aren't, but a lot of women that I know are. And there's no space to be like, that's okay. Like, that's okay.
Because are you on your period is such a weapon of yeah. is such a negative thing to
because,
say.
Because you know, the whole hysterical woman thing,
yeah.
men just already this, kind like, of often do treat exactly. women like these kind of crazy otherworldly things that they don't understand. Mm-hmm. So that really feeds into that. But I think it needs to be normalised. It needs to be like, I don't think women make irrational decisions before their period. I just think they'll be more emotional, more heightened. Like there's a real difference between being like totally irrational and being hormonal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm ashamed
of myself
when I'm hormonal.
And the more that you're aware
of
it and you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to be quite hormonal today. So let's just like... I'll be aware
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, there's a woman who used to work in when I had a job. She said that once. She came to me and she was like, just so you know, I'm incredibly hormonal. So if I really like go off at you, that's probably why. And then we had a meeting and it was fine. But I really respected her for saying that because it was like, you're making that almost like a cool thing.
Mm.
Like it's, yes, you're owning it.
And I think pregnant ladies and post babies have absolutely got that space to be like, I'm hormonal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
everyone's like, cool, pregnant lady. Whereas like obviously in nowhere near as big an extent, but certainly it's still happening. That hormonal thing is happening on your period.
Yeah.
In a way that people would never talk about or like openly say.
Yeah, which adds to the whole shame thing, like being ashamed of how you're acting, being ashamed of what's coming out, being ashamed of how long you take to do it, because you want to be like, yeah. I've been in the bathroom for ages, they
ages.
Must know.
No one must know, I must be able to join in and pretend.
Those like Tampax compacts that look like sweets, so you know
oh
one has to
God.
See your tampon.
It must be the advert where the boyfriend ate the tampon.
Yeah.
Where he was like, can I have one of these sweets? And she's like, yeah. And then a minute she's like, what sweets?
I didn't have any sweets.
Why were her sweets? Why were her tampons in the fruit bowl at all?
I don't know.
But I mean, put them wherever you like. Sure.
Just but have them on display. I really like proudly do not remove my tampon box from the bathroom when I have guests. So I'm like, if you come, I mean, it's not like right in the front, but I've got like a shelf of lots of stuff, and at the back there is a tampon box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got razors by my shower.
Mm.
There should be no more or less shame. Actually, there should be more shame in I shave my legs
yeah.
than I do a thing that
I
is natural every month.
I put metal on my body every other day.
Yeah, basically hack my legs to death just so I can be smooth. I don't know who for, because no one ever notices when I do or don't. It's only when I really don't and I show everyone. Rather than like, oh, I'm just doing something that everyone knows I do, is completely natural, funds the human race.
Oh, yes, that is the worst part of it, is like... This thing that's happening to me, without it, there would be no humans.
Yeah, so why am I
ashamed?
So don't
you dare, you know, create this world of like, oh, hide it. We should be like, every month there should be like a big celebration in the street.
Yeah.
And everyone be like, congratulations on your fertility.
Well, it's been fascinating. I've had a really great chat.
I've had a wonderful chat. And I feel my shoulders have come down.
Oh, have they? That's good.
The heat has come out of my face.
Yeah, that's great. I'm not red anymore. I'm going to bleed all over everyone's bed sheets. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm interested, if you use a moon cup and you love it, tweet us at Stevie M. The S is... It's just a Five Guys. It's Five Guys. It's the burger chain Five Guys.
We're also
five
sponsored
guys.
By Five Guys. Five Guys, if you are listening,
oh
we
God.
Will happily be sponsored by
yeah.
you. Please do send us in some of those lovely...
Some burgers.
It's Tessa Coates.
Great.
I can't think of... No letters in there are about periods.
Yeah, we've not done a great job of...
I want to do one final shout out to this amazing website called Bloody Good Period.
Oh, yeah.
Great name. Which collect donations of tampons, sanitary pads, and also toothbrushes and toiletries.
Mm.
And they give them out to refugees and homeless people and people
oh,
who
so
don't
great.
Have the money or access to them.
That's great.
Amazing. If you have some spare, if you've become pregnant recently or you don't need them or you...
You've done the thing that I do where I buy a box of tampons every time I'm out.
Yep. Or you're doing your pills back to back, you don't need some.
Hey.
Or you just wanted to support them, you can post them to them. All their information is on the website. Or you can also go on their Amazon wish list and buy things to support people.
Oh, that's such a great
idea. Isn't it great? And it's just like quietly taking some of the like shame out of it. And also that, imagine that, you know, we're talking so much about like, oh, the faff of it and all of this. And we're in arguably the most like privileged position in the world in a country that is like at the top of the no shame list. Imagine going through it when you're from a place that has like culturally still has the like rancid ham attached to it, and you know you don't have the money or the resources or whatever.
Yeah, or you're a refugee, you have a home.
You have a home and you're still having to deal with your period.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely that's a great shout.
Yeah, there are also some amazing websites. Bloody good period. And there are also some amazing websites to do stuff for girls in Africa who miss 20% of school statistically because they're on their period and they just don't go.
Yeah.
So it supports them and sends sanitary towels to Africa.
That's so nice. We have an email address, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. And give us a little rate. A review if you found it interesting at all. if you can be bothered. It's been lovely speaking to you. Have a lovely day. And next time you're on your period, just have a good one. Have a happy period.
Celebrate your amazing body.
Yeah. Your amazing body that syncs with the moon. It's incredible.
Magical stuff. Happy period, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.